Chapter 22. I'm moving in with Abby and Ira for a while. Abby needs me, announced Rose one evening while clearing the table after supper. It was a rare dinner at home for just the two of them. Herman liked to eat out when they weren't entertaining. What? I'm sure I didn't hear you right, Rose. Did you say you're moving in with Abby and Ira? Asked Herman, his voice rising. Yes, that's what I said. Ira is away so much, I'm going to take her to the doctor. Rose was drying her hands on a dish towel. Herman struggled to keep his voice down. He turned Rose away from the sink and pulled her to his chest. I can pay for doctors here, Rose. I can even pay for someone to stay with her when Ira is away. Please stay here with me. She needs her mother, don't you understand? You're as bad as Harry was. You only think of yourselves, she said, twisting out of his embrace. We only think of ourselves? I can't believe you just said that. Abby's married now. You should stay out of their marriage and their lives. But I can't fight you, Rose. Do what you want. I can't promise I'll wait forever for you to come back. Herman grabbed his coat and hat and dashed out of the apartment. Ira was grateful for Rose's help, but soon began to resent her intrusion. By then, it was too late. She'd transplanted herself into their home and their lives. Ira made enough money to support two, but Rose made three. Rose periodically asked Herman for money, but he flatly refused because she wasn't living with him. Laura, always ready to help her friend in times of need, hurried to rescue Rose from her financial trauma. Since Harry's death, the relationship between Rose and Laura had become even closer. They visited each other as often as possible. Rose to Laura's house more often than Laura to Rose's house. Sometimes they talked through the night on Laura's big bed. When Rose married Herman, he resented Laura's intrusion as much as Ira came to resent Rose's intrusion into his and Abby's lives. The women cared little for what either man thought. Confident after many years in the emotional comfort, support, and release they gave each other. Men offered little more than financial security, if that. After Rose left Herman, Rose took a trolley at Laura's expense, or Laura picked her up in her chauffeur-driven car so the two could shop or dine out. Abby went along if she felt well enough. Rose began a new round of specialist visits with Abby. They heard a recommendation of institutionalization over and over. Abby gave in, telling Rose it might be for the best for a while, that nothing they tried had worked, not even marriage. They convinced Ira of what Rose and Abby had come to realize. It would only be for a short while, they told each other. Abby could get the help she needed around the clock. Abby admitted herself to Bellevue Hospital in the city, with Mother and Ira by her side. Laura promised to pay for the hospital stay. Rose and Laura decided they needed a rest after the trauma with Abby. They took a cruise to the Caribbean on Laura's nickel. Laura was only too happy to pay for time with Rose alone, away from Rose's needy husband and daughter. They had a grand time. On one of the islands, Rose purchased a set of beautiful Rosenthal china. She loved it for its delicate beauty and the roses that made her think of the good times she'd had with Harry early in their marriage. He'd often go out of his way to buy her anything that had roses on it, or sing songs or recite poetry to her that mentioned roses. Even as he lay dying, he was still reciting poetry. When Rose returned, Abby was out of the hospital and doing better. For the moment, she and Ira seemed happy. So Rose told Herman she was moving back home. He was willing and hoped for the best. Natty shared her news about Eddie's plans. Don't worry, Natty. A little time away from each other might be good for both of you. It certainly was for me and Herman. You'll be busy with school and your friends. The time will go fast, said Rose, sipping coffee on the couch next to Natty. That's what Eddie said, but I'm really going to miss him. He said he wants to marry me when I'm done with school. It was rare that Natty chose to spend her day off with her mother. Oh, that's wonderful. I like him very much. But that's a long way off. Tell me about school. Her mother was attentive when Natty described her experiences in classes and on the wards. Natty was happy to finally have something she and her mother could talk about. Natty loved comparing what she was learning with what her mother learned as a student. It had been a while since Mother had worked, not since she married Herman. He told her he didn't want his wife to work. Mother said she'd enjoyed the respite, but missed being the center of attention in the old neighborhood, when friends and neighbors used to run to her for advice. Herman seemed happy to have his wife home and didn't ask questions. For a while, her mother was the perfect wife, cooking and cleaning, ready for him when he came home after a long day. He didn't seem to care that she couldn't cook. Mother didn't like to entertain. She told Natty she barely remembered how, after avoiding company her own home for so long. But Herman liked to entertain, so Mother had the food catered and invited Laura so she had someone to talk to.